From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government planes have bombed U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in Hasakah, Syria, for the second consecutive day. As Edward Uranian reports, this marks a new escalation against its once Kurdish allies, and the city has become a flashpoint for the conflict in Syria.
Amateur video shows hundreds of civilians fleeing Hasakah after a second day of airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes over the city. Kurdish militia targets, in addition to civilian areas, were reportedly hit. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told the media that over 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. He said that the city's hospital was also in urgent need of doctors to treat the casualties. Amateur video showed Kurdish militia units known as Asayish exchanging fire with Syrian government forces over control of part of the city. Kurdish forces reportedly control the east of the city, while government forces are hunkered down in the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Meanwhile, the United States responded to the airstrikes in Hasakah by sending in its own aircraft to protect U.S. coalition forces in the area. A Pentagon spokesman said Friday the strikes did not threaten coalition forces who were operating near Hasakah, but the U.S. scrambled aircraft to protect coalition forces, and the Pentagon contacted the Russian government, which has been carrying out airstrikes in support of the Assad government. The spokesman said Russia indicated that Russian aircraft were not involved in the strikes in Hasakah, and we made clear that coalition aircraft would defend its troops on the ground if threatened. This is VOA News.